1-800-478-50. 1-800-478-50.
The holidays are coming quick. Now's the time to book your party at the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria. Call 726-5300 or go to blackfinamericangrill.com for information.
We're long on quality, long on value, long on service. Longsautocenter.com. Certified techs at affordable prices. Daily rental cars from $16.95 on I-44 Eureka.
3 out of 4 homeowners don't know where to place smoke alarms. They should be installed on every floor and near sleeping areas. Kids smoke alarms will help protect your family.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
So he said the game that thing.
What's that?
That thing we just played. Did he say kids smoke alarms will help protect your family?
Life can be so sweet.
Where did that start?
Well, what's a kid smoke alarm? What is that?
That's the brand.
Oh. Well, I see they didn't say that. They should make that clearer.
With those blue I saw some smoke alarms today on TV. They're really cool. They're really small. They look like those tiny little speakers.
You can't talk right now. That, this is this part right here.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Well, I don't think that's very nice. That's making fun of people with speech impediments. That's not nice at all. I'm sorry, Dan, what'd you say?
But they like those little speakers that you can buy, those little bullet speakers or whatever, and they just clip on your wall or your ceiling, and they detect heat also. So not only do they detect smoke, but it's mainly heat that they detect. So they won't go off like if you burn the toast or something like that. They're not going to really go off.
Here's the part I don't like. I replaced batteries in 2 just this weekend, and because you don't do it very often, you kind of... Has anybody ever gotten on a ladder and found it easy to just unscrew it, open it, battery, boom, done?
Nope.
No, and I'll tell you why. Because you get up there...
Well, some are wired into the house now.
And then the thing won't... It just is a little arrow that says open, close. Well, I wish it were that simple. Then you get up there and you almost fall, and you finally get the thing off, and it's dangling from these wires, which means you now have to separate the dangling part from the ceiling. And it's a 3-prong deal, usually, that you cannot put back unless your face is against the ceiling.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got about a 5-inch space of wire between the ceiling and the smoke detector to find those little prong things.
But when you replace the battery, there's that little, those little 2 little clamps that are on there, and you cannot get the battery out of there sometimes.
Right.
It's like you have to kind of twist it.
And it doesn't help when it's usually in the middle of the night because it's chirping.
Yeah, somebody does really need to find an easier way. You know, just make it simpler to replace those batteries. Good afternoon. That's right. We gripe. That's what we do. We start right off griping about stuff. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We are 3 days away from the Freddie Freeman joke coming up Thursday.
Oh, boy.
And boy, do we have a lot to talk about. You know, I'm not a sports person, but yeah, I was glued to these last 2 games, and I never knew or have heard of obstruction. To me, that's something in your intestines that means you can't poop.
I was yelling at the TV, yelling interference as soon as that happened.
And that's the word. And you know why they don't use the word? Because it's a football term. See, so they don't want to swap terms with football, so they had to come up with this obstruction, which is a stupid name. But
interference almost makes it sound like you're...
Deliberate.
Right. It's always deliberate, whereas obstruction, you can...
No intent.
On accident, you can obstruct.
Right. There could be no intent, and you can still obstruct, which I still don't really understand. But hey, we won, so that's all that matters.
And that wasn't... But my point was, how many times have you seen an infielder dive for a ball, and they jump up immediately,
exactly,
and they're throwing the ball?
Yeah, this guy just laid there and kind of flopped a little bit.
And raising his legs up.
Yeah,
they were up and then down, and then
up and down. So
I agree. It didn't look like a guy trying to get up.
No.
And if he has a weird way of getting up if he did.
Yeah.
So that didn't make sense. But, it is what it is, and they got the payback last night when that, holy cow, how do you think Wong feels today?
Wong?
Not good.
What's his name?
Isn't it Long?
No, it's Wong.
Wong? Oh, okay, Wong.
You're thinking of Howie Long. That's football. Or Chris Long. That's still football.
I think he feels like an idiot. He was sitting on the bench and he was like cussing himself out.
Oh, my goodness. Because I don't think a coach said, run. You know, I think that was his own decision. I mean, I don't think he was told. Now, if he was told, go for it.
No.
That's a different deal, but I don't think so.
No, you take the bat out of Carlos Beltran's hands, and you have a potential tying run at the plate.
Exactly.
And why are you that far off of first base?
Right.
A little risky at that point in the game.
Your run means nothing.
Yeah.
So, hey, I don't know much about baseball, but it's been a couple of very exciting. You got to say that. They weren't boring games, and they were worth watching.
Pian and I were talking before the show, and we said, this whole series, each game has been very strange.
Weird.
Yeah, with the errors from both teams. The Cardinals had errors, a lot of errors in the first game. And then
Boston threw the ball around to help us win the second game.
Yeah.
And the obstruction game three. And then last night picked off first base.
Yeah.
To end the game.
It's been a strange.
Hey, right now he is?
What?
Hey, you guys, hang on a second.
Who is it?
Are you serious? He's on? Yeah. Bud Selig's on the phone for me.
Really?
Bud Selig?
Yeah. Alex says that he called and he wanted to make sure everything was okay. And if I'm happy, I'll try to play. We're having some trouble with our equipment because it's old equipment. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So I hope you guys can hear the other end of the conversation. But, Pian, as you know, our equipment fails a lot. Let me pick. Hang on here.
Bud Selig.
Yeah, tell him I'll take it.
Okay.
Let me pick him. Hey, Bud, Frank Opinion. Bud, you called me for what again? Can you guys hear him?
No,
we can't hear what he's saying.
No, but I called earlier and you weren't in. I called to thank you because once again, you pushed the game back to 7:07 so the people could hear our show. And I just wanted you to know how much I appreciate that. You've done that three games in a row now, and I appreciate it. All right, okay, Bud. Catch you later. Did you not hear any of that?
No.
We didn't hear
Bud Selig, everybody. Yeah.
We didn't hear the conversation.
I would have loved to hear Bud.
He actually called me a few days ago, and he said, well, how about this third game in St. Louis? You want us to push that back, too? I said, yeah, would you? And he said, for you, anything. And that's pretty much how it went.
So wow.
I just thought, I'm sorry, our phone wasn't working.
Yeah,
I'd love for you to hear more of what Bud said.
Yeah.
Do we have any Burke segment?
Yeah, I guess I'm right.
All right, this is Eon the Peon. What do you have?
Thank you very much. Saturday we went, and we had done this before a couple years ago, but we went hiking down in, anybody in the room ever heard of Pickle Springs?
No.
Pickle Springs is in between a
The song, Up on Pickle Creek, Cripple Creek. I'm sorry.
Cripple Creek.
Go ahead.
It's in between St. Genevieve and Farmington, but it's a really cool little two-mile hiking trail. It kind of has big elephant rocks, like Elephant Rocks Park does, and overlooks some bluffs and everything. So it's some great. And of course, Saturday was outstanding, the weather. So
it's just a hiking place.
Just a hiking trail, yeah. And
there's no store there or
it's like a nature park.
Just for people who want to hike.
Yeah, just it was packed. I mean, a lot of people come from. I saw some people with Cape Girardeau sweatshirts on, so I'm sure it's not that far away. Maybe less than an hour away from Cape Girardeau.
Well, what is a cape? What is like Cape Cod? Isn't that
a point on?
Is Cape Girardeau, is that a cape really?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know the origin.
I mean, most other capes, Cape Cod, Cape this, Cape that, they're ocean related, or they stick out or jut out on the ocean or something. Cape.
We're landlocked here, yeah.
Yeah, Cape Girardeau. I just wonder.
Here.
Maybe the ocean was there at one point.
Before global warming screwed it all up.
There's a Cape Rock that sits atop the bluff of, back then it was Girardeau's trading post. So,
I'm sorry. That's just how my mind is weird, and I just for the first time ever wondered why it's Cape Girardeau.
Trappers and river travelers soon discovered this welcome back.
Oh, you know what? They made capes. I bet they made capes out of fur.
Oh, yeah.
That could be it.
It was Cape Girardeau was back before it was even Missouri.
You know what Creve Coeur means? It's French. It's an Indian term. It means broken hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's something.
I'm a wealth of knowledge.
But yeah, if anybody enjoys Elephant Rocks is a little bit further, I would think, because that's close to Johnson Shut, and that's about 2 hours, I think. But yeah, if you're looking for a interesting what.
Anytime anybody says Johnson Shut-ins, I'll never forget the first time I ever heard that. I don't even know how old I was. They said they went. I thought the people were going to visit some sick people they couldn't get out. The Johnsons.
The
Johnsons were shut-ins. And they said, well, we went to Johnson Shut-ins. I thought, well, how nice. You know, did you take them a basket of food or something? I just, it's like when we moved here, I've told you this before, from Tennessee. As ignorant hicks from a little hick town, we moved to Waterloo, and our neighbor said to my mom, if you like to ride along, I'm going to a famous bar tonight. And my mother said, well, I don't care how famous the bar is. We don't drink. Yeah. Honest to goodness. No wonder people thought we were stupid hicks. We never heard of famous bar. That's not, that wasn't any store that was anywhere else. It was a St. Louis thing. What else do you have?
And then yesterday we had our annual family trip. Usually about 15 to 20 of us go over to Grafton and Pere Marquette.
Thank you for saying it right. Pere Marquette. Pere Everybody Marquette. Says Pierre Marquette.
That's right.
Not right.
And usually it's to go over and look at the trees changing colors, but they really haven't yet. Usually by this time they have, but this year for some reason, yeah, they haven't really changed yet. So, yeah, we just have like a little picnic or whatever in the Pere Marquette, picnic areas and things like that. But it was funny yesterday because, we bring, footballs, soccer balls to throw around, kick around and things like that. Well, this tiny soccer ball got stuck at the top of this like 60-foot tree. So essentially for a half hour, it was all the guys standing around.
Oh, throwing stuff.
Baseballs to try to get this little soccer ball down. And sure enough, I ended up hitting it like a half hour later. So it was fun to have.
That's because you're on a softball team.
That's right. Yes, I have a laser arm that is deadly accurate, but
deadly accurate.
But that was fun yesterday. It was a little chillier than Saturday, but it was weird. Yeah, yesterday chilled down, and now today it's warm back up again.
Oh man, it's beautiful.
The bottom will drop out. It'll happen. 68 right now, as a matter of fact. Anything else?
No.
Dan, do you have anything?
I do.
All right, Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank. Have you ever heard of trunk or treat?
No.
Oh, I have.
See, that's new. It's all new to me. Trunk or treat. It's
never
a deal where churches are doing it, schools are doing it.
This is within like the last 10 years. It seems like a lot of people only do this now.
Yeah, I've only...
I haven't heard of it because I don't have little kids.
Well, I just found out about it just like this year. It's trunk or treat. I'm like, why do they call it trunk or treat? What happens is like at a church or wherever they're doing it, all these people... get there and they fix their cars up and then they open
their
trunk or open
their
back, yeah, and have candy in the back of their trunk, and the kids go
from car to car.
Yeah,
well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think that's as fun as
that's stupid.
It's wild.
If I was a kid, I'd go, you got to be kidding me.
Well, they do it. The little kids don't care. And but then what they have is one of those bouncy things, where you can get in the
all those inflatable
deals.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, and then they have some other games and stuff. So it's a whole big, like, little festival, but they call it trunk or treating now.
I think they've started doing this, just because how dangerous the world is nowadays.
Really? Is it really that
dangerous? Not really. Not as bad as people think
no,
it is. But
it's not. And by the way, years ago, this razor blades and candy and stuff, I just read a great article that said there's virtually no... Now they've come out and said there's not even any real documented evidence that any kid ever bit into a razor blade.
Hospitals would do it for free. They would let you bring in their bag of candy to x-ray.
Yeah. for no reason. And this business about Halloween being dangerous, you know what? Millions of kids trick-or-treat every year. And the only danger is some kid runs across the street because he can't see through his mask, gets hit by a car. The same things that have been dangerous forever. I don't really think this is anything to really worry about. You can't take one isolated incident that happened 10 years ago. That's it. We're not going to have any more trick-or-treating. Now we're going to trunk-or-treat. It's just overreacting.
So then you can control it. And then we went to a hospital had a big Halloween party yesterday, and we ended up going over there, but they had a helicopter.
You know the head of a hospital? You know somebody who's the head of a hospital?
No, they had it.
You said a hospital head. Didn't he pee on?
A hospital. Did I say head?
Yeah, hospital head. Oh. Like the administrator.
Oh. Well, yeah, I guess I do know one. No, I don't. Uh-huh. But the hospital had one yesterday, had a big Halloween party, and they were expecting 400 people, so they had hot dogs and stuff for the kids, and they went through that because they probably had 14 to 1,500 people there. It was wow. It was unbelievably crazy.
What's a hot dog got to do with Halloween? Yeah, it's not for kids. It's a regular.
No, this was for kids. This was all for kids.
It was Halloween.
It was a safety thing where the fire. There was a fire department there, and the kids could get on the fire truck and see the fire truck. And then an Arch helicopter came and landed, and then they could go through the Arch helicopter.
Another
cool.
thing I never liked is, you remember, a few years, in the last few years, some of these towns have decided to change the night of Halloween because of the weather
yes.
or because of some, I don't know, some other stupid reason. So Halloween will be observed on the 30th. No, Halloween's the 31st. Nobody changes Christmas to the 24th or the 26th. It's the 31st. It's Halloween. 25th is Christmas. Leave it alone. Oh, did you see this story yesterday? And I think it's Air Force Academy. I'm pretty sure it was the Air Force Academy. It wasn't, what are the big Naval Academy, West Point? I think it was the Air Force Academy. They've just now said and signed off on, no longer will a cadet, when they take the oath, have to say, so help me God.
Really?
Well, thank goodness.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
It's about time.
Why?
Incredible.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
It's one of those little things.
Then I have one more thing.
Sure.
I saw this on TMZ. Chrissy Teigen, you know who she is?
No.
She's a model. Very beautiful. And Brooklyn Decker.
I know who that is.
Brooklyn Decker.
Isn't that Roddick's
Andy
wife?
Andy Roddick, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Chrissy Teigen and Brooklyn Decker.
Brooklyn Decker, by the way, was in the Adam Sandler movie where he goes back to school. Wasn't that Brooklyn Decker?
No, that was Pete's. Was that?
Yes.
That was Sampras' wife. Yes, yes.
Wait, now, hold on.
No, you said Roddick.
Right.
It was Pete Sampras' wife.
You're right,
wife
that was Sampras. Yes. So Sampras and Roddick both have smoking hot wives.
Yes.
You're right, that was Sampras' wife.
Yes.
Who was that teacher. Okay,
yeah.
Roddick, go ahead.
Bridget Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're out one night, and they ended up putting this on Instagram or something, but they videotaped themselves, and they were drunk, and this Chrissy... Teigen gave, and they called it this. It was called the Vagina Raspberry.
Whoa. I don't even know what it is, but we're applauding.
They both had skirts on, little short skirts, and then this Chrissy goes down in that region and just goes doing that to
Brooklyn Decker. Hang on. Goes down in whose region? Her own region?
No. Brooklyn Decker.
What do you mean
region?
Goes down there with her face?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
She went down there with her face, and then they called it the Vagina Raspberry.
Oh. No, wait, hold on. She had a skirt on, but did she put her head under the skirt or what?
Yeah.
And this is on YouTube?
It was Instagram. They did it. They put it on Instagram.
Somewhere. So she puts her face in there and goes.
Yeah, there's a little raspberry.
And that's called Vagina Raspberry.
Yes, that's what it is.
I wasn't familiar with it.
I wasn't either. That was the first time I.
Kind of like a motorboat, but.
Yeah.
Only
lower.
No. Yeah.
Motor submarine.
Motor submarine.
But that was. That's all I have.
That's
man.
Plenty.
I will not be going to look for that right now.
No, me either. I'm not going to go as soon as I get off the air and try to find that. I'll tell you, it's disgusting just thinking about it. I don't want to see it. We can close it down, I guess. Shut her down. Burke segment is officially closed. Thanks again to my friend Bud Selig for making sure this game didn't start till 7:07. We're going to take a little break here. Drew Carey was on CBS Sunday Morning, Peon, yesterday?
Not yet, no. I haven't recorded.
There's a segment on Drew Carey. It's pretty interesting. He's lost 80 pounds. I don't know that I would have recognized him. He
looks odd now.
He looks strange.
Better. He looked better
yes.
with the weight.
Yes, he did. He looked friendlier and happier. And now he just looks like a guy who's really hungry. And
deflated.
Yeah, exactly. Deflated, like the air was let out of him. But it's interesting. I had no idea that when he became host of The Price is Right after Bob Barker, I had no clue that Drew Carey is making this kind of money. $45 million a year.
Ooh.
Price is Right. And then he said something, and I was really enjoying the interview, and I thought, well, I kind of like this guy. Until he said something that I've heard lots of really rich people say, and as soon as they say it, then I'm done. I'm turned off. And the guy interviewing him asked him about the money. He said, you know, you're back doing stand-up. You're out on the road again. Why? You sure don't need the money. You made $45 million. At the time when he was doing The Price is Right, he was the highest paid TV host or something in the country. And then Drew Carey said, I don't care about the money. Really? Mm. Really?
So you like working that much?
Nobody, the only people that ever say that, or they say things like, that's only money, are always filthy rich people. No guy who is a house painter for a living or drives a Caterpillar says, it's only money. They never say that. And when he said, I don't do this for the money, I don't care about the money, that's just not true, because don't tell me these stand-up comics that night after night get heckled and booed and canceled and three people applaud and they go through all this misery. They're not doing that for the potential that someday they're going to hit it and make it big. And what else does make it big mean except the paycheck, the money that comes with it? So when he said, I don't care about money, it's not about that. I just, okay, you lost me. You had me. And then you lost me. But Fionn's right. If you get a chance to see Drew Carey, you except for the glasses, he kept the signature glasses or some glasses similar to them. Because without those, I really wouldn't have known who he was. So he lost a tremendous amount of weight. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and take some calls. And Jose Hernandez will join us after the news next hour. We'll talk a little tech talk. We're going to talk some kitchen remodeling talk and bathroom remodeling talk. Now, a lot of people at Halloween, and it is Thursday night, actually bake or make something for the kids who come to the door. And I'm sure there are parents that get home and they go through the bag, or we used to use a pillowcase to trick-or-treat. By the way, it worked great, folks, if you've never tried it. Pillowcase is great. Soft, easy to carry, bunch it up at the top. We used to have ladies that would do popcorn balls and, you know, those Rice Krispie things, those marshmallow Rice Krispie treats. Is that what they call them? And they'd make them. And I'm sure their parents now, they go, no, you're not going to eat that. And they take out everything that's not sealed or, you know, from the factory. I guess my point is, some people really use their kitchens. They can't find enough excuses to cook. Just this past weekend, a friend of ours who is single, and maybe it's because she's single. Maybe she's got time on her hands. She loves to cook. Any opportunity to cook. She even came over to watch the game with us and cooked dinner at our house because I guess she thought at some point somebody's got to eventually use this oven and this kitchen. So she prepared like a pasta thing at our house. Some people love to cook. Now, if you love to cook, you probably don't have the kitchen that you deserve, meaning that you're a good cook, you like to cook, you deserve the kitchen that you should have and that you want. And Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home can put that kitchen together for you. Why not? And you can get with them and go, well, here's the kind of cooking I like to do, and this and what. And one of the things I don't like about my kitchen now is I wish the sink were here, and I wish the oven were here, and the refrigerator over here. It will be. They'll change all that stuff up for you. Sometimes it's not just about cosmetics. It's not about looks. Certainly that's a big part of it. But it's about functionality and everything being in exactly the right spot. Something, by the way, that you'll probably never be able to find in an existing home. Even if you bought a new home, good luck finding a house with that perfect kitchen. So just put that kitchen in your house or that bathroom. Thompson Price can make that happen. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Showroom in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's in there with TJ Maxx. Or just go to this website, and you'll get your money's worth and more. You will be so happy with the quality of service, with the look, the functionality, for years and years and years and years. It's not just about this year. Everything looks great the first year. Everything new. It's way down the road. they can see further into the future than you can. They want that kitchen to look good or bathroom for a long, long time. ThompsonPrice.com.
And we're going to get a look at traffic right now and see how things are rolling. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dan. Not much going on highways right now, but boy, I expect things to change coming eastbound, especially with baseball and football traffic. Right now, your southbound 270 is just a little off the pace from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Same thing on westbound 40. Looks a little heavy, Hampton to Causland, and then 270 through Mason, and westbound 70, a bit of a slowdown, 370 through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And this traffic report brought to you by Walmart. Winter's almost here, and Walmart can help you protect your car with low prices on antifreeze. They have one-gallon jugs of Prestone 50-50 pre-diluted antifreeze for just $10.47. Save money. Live better. Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Kelly Jackson here. You may know my face from Channel 5, but now you'll get to know my voice on KCRS. I'm joining McGraw Live in the morning. I'll essentially be updating you with news and information, but I have a feeling it'll be more than that, since I'll apparently be the only adult in the room. This could get interesting. So check out McGraw Live in the morning, weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-700-7260 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss, pounds in days. It's all natural, safe, and healthy. But if your weight loss with AF Plus is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take it every other day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial. So if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-700-7260. That toll-free number again is 1-800-700-7260.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tiny, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-339-0344. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-339-0344. 1-800-339-0344. That's 1-800-339-0344.
Hello? Anybody work here?
Weekends shouldn't mean spending your days trapped inside of some home improvement warehouse.
I can't get any help.
Not when you have nine irons sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away.
I want my weekend back.
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer. And you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for. From Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Hi, Pat Lavery here from Ace Hardware in the West End of Belleville. Please visit us in our store and let us help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list, or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace, the helpful place.
Hey, Nikki, do you know where I can get my windows repaired?
What's wrong, Jan?
Well, my windows keep falling down and the locks are broken.
Well, Jan, I just had Genesco Window Products out to my house to replace the rollers and fogged up glass on my patio door.
Oh?
My dad told me about them. He's been using them for years. They just installed new storm windows on his house and replaced the screens on his porch.
Really? How do I get in touch with them?
Let's see. I have their number right here in my phone. It's 314-567-9175. Or better yet, go to their website, Genesco Window Products. SafeProducts.com.
Thanks, Nikki.
Dad, what are you doing in my cape?
I'm not Dad. I'm Safety Man.
Any parent can be a safety hero. It just takes a few simple steps. Start by replacing older smoke alarms with Kidde Worry-Free Alarms. The 10-year sealed-in lithium battery means these alarms are always on. No low battery chirps and no battery replacement for 10 years. And Kidde makes it simple to choose the right alarm for the right location. Help make fire safety worry-free and give back the cape. Kidde Worry-Free Alarms, available at the Home Depot.
Hey, St. Louis, are you tired of the appliance stores around town who state that they will match competitors' prices? Well, why should you do all the work for them? At Appliance Discounters, we price our appliances lower than any competitors right off the bat. This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters, and we have proven to our customers that we have the lowest price on Bosch appliances. Not only will you get the lowest price on the product, you'll also get the very best service and installation prices on your new Bosch appliance. So get over to Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
So Brad Pitt, just like Matthew McConaughey, Pitt does not wear any deodorant. And there's a great joke there somewhere. Pitt, armpit. So Brad Pitt doesn't wear deodorant. I love this reason. Did you guys hear this?
No.
He doesn't want to have the propellants or anything given off by deodorant into the atmosphere.
What?
Oh, man.
Yeah, and according to the story, he doesn't use soap either for some sort of similar ridiculous, stupid reason.
Propellants? Well, you don't have to use
spray deodorant. You don't have to use aerosol, but there are some people that think that, I don't know, it's got aluminum or zinc. Who knows? These people are nuts. I'd rather have whatever it is in the air eating the ozone up than everybody walking around stinking. And which is worse for the environment? Millions of people reeking of stink? Or some deodorant.
He doesn't use soap. What does
That's
he use?
That's what I heard. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh,
I
mean, man.
McConaughey admitted he hadn't used deodorant for about 25 years. And now apparently Pitt, and then there are some people now that are apparently coming forward saying they worked with him or been around him and they never would say anything before. But yeah, he reeks. He stinks.
Wow.
I love that. I love to know that a guy like Brad Pitt, that all these years women have gone goo goo gaga for, stinks.
Oh, hi, Brad. It's so nice to meet you.
It kind of evens the playing field.
Yeah, no kidding.
He may look that way, but hey, at least I don't stink. We could take a couple of phone calls here. 314-969-5877, which is KTRS, or toll-free 888-550-5877. Bill is up. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Frank. Aim for the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, thanks a lot for... I guess, bitching about this trunk-or-treat stuff.
Yeah, I had not heard of it till today, but I think it sounds stupid.
Well, it seemed like it's becoming more popular, and I'm older. I don't go trick-or-treating, but gosh darn it, I really love decorating for Halloween and having the kids come over, give them candy, and it's a whole evening for my family that we're too old for trick-or-treating, but we enjoy the kids coming over. And it seems like every year the number of kids decreases because, oh, my gosh, it's scary Halloween going through the neighborhood.
Oh, those people decorate, and they must be something wrong with those people. They get too much into it. They're probably really creepy. You know, the other thing, I don't know if you know this, Bill, remember the, I forgot what year it was many years ago when they decided to open the malls up and to keep the kids off the streets and safer. You go in the mall, and you go store to store. That's stupid, too. That's not trick-or-treating. And then if you ask them about or question the parents about it, they go, well, it's for little kids who are too little to even know they're trick-or-treating. Well, if they don't know it, why should they trick-or-treat if they don't even know what they're trick-or-treating? You know why? Because the parents, it's for the parents. They like to dress these little toddlers, these little infants up like some character and show them off to other parents. And that's all fine. That's okay. But take them door-to-door like you're supposed to.
Oh, sure. It's a great way for the other neighbors to meet each other. And
sure. Yeah, see, we're not interested in meeting anybody anymore. Everything, if you can't do it on your iPad or your smartphone or what, then we don't need personal contact. And you know what? We're going to probably end up with some kind of electronic trick-or-treating where you punch in a neighbor's address and then they FedEx you some candy or something. Yeah.
Oh, sure. I got one more thing.
Sure.
Now, I live in the city of Belleville, Illinois.
Sure. I know it well.
Years ago, they passed an ordinance, and I kid you not, if you're on Halloween, if you're a property owner, you cannot wear a mask. You can risk going to jail if you're wearing a mask on your property on Halloween.
How can you enforce something like that?
Well, exactly. But if the police are driving by and somebody complains, oh, he's wearing a mask, they have every right to take you to jail because there's an ordinance.
Based on what? What's the threat? What's the potential crime?
I don't know. You talk to the aldermen and they're very crafty, but the reason for that is they don't want the people from East St. Louis coming up into the Belleville. So it's really for the west side of Belleville, but they passed this overall overreaching ordinance that if you're of a certain age, above a certain age, you cannot wear a mask and included on your property.
Well, hold on. Your own home, if you want to go to the door in a mask, what does that have to do with people from East St. Louis coming over? If it's your own home, you can't wear a mask.
Well,
I'm lost.
It's not stated for East St. Louis, but that was the spirit of the law because people from Signal Hill and the west end of town were complaining because kids from below the hill were coming up so that they go trick-or-treating in the neighborhood. So then they passed this ordinance, and to make it blanket ordinance, if you're of a certain age,
like 13 or 14,
wear a mask, and it includes on your property. And I got a copy of the ordinance a couple of years ago from one of the aldermen, and it states that. And it's ridiculous.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. I kind of get the not wanting 18-year-olds to trick or treat. Okay, I get that. But if you're the homeowner and you want to go to the door dressed like Frankenstein, what you're telling me is you can't do that either.
Exactly right.
Well, that's stupid.
I agree with you. But that's Belleville.
Wow.
All right, Bill.
All right, thanks, Frank.
Thank you. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
That can't. You know what? I'm not saying Bill's wrong. If he's right, what a sad state of affairs for Belleville.
Well, he said he had a copy of the ordinance.
Well, I don't think you could ever prosecute and win. What are you going to haul a guy into court? And, Your Honor, what's the charge again? Well, he wore a mask and went to the door and gave kids candy. You're going to prison. Guilty.
The cops are driving around on Halloween.
There's no way that could hold up. I can't imagine. Greg is here. Hello, Greg.
Greg's gone,
so Dennis is here. Dennis, it's all yours. How are you?
Hey, Frank, how are you today?
Good.
I just want to confirm how smart you are.
Okay.
What you said about Drew Carey and the money didn't make any difference. You said about painters care about the money. And I'm a painting contractor, and I do care about the money.
Thank you for being honest. I do what I do for money, too.
Yeah, I mean, I do like my job. I really like my business. I really like my customers. But I do this for the money.
Well, and you'd be a foolish-looking guy if you ever said to somebody, well, I do what I do just because I love it, and I really don't care about the money. That's not true. And for Drew Carey to say it, just, I don't know, it seemed silly.
I don't buy it either. I will hunt a fish for free. I'll do that.
Well, that's kind of a different thing. That's for fun. That's recreation.
Yeah. If somebody wants to pay me to do it, I'd be glad to do that, too.
Oh, I'll bet you would. You and John Londo. You'd both love to be paid. Are you a duck hunter?
No. I'm almost strictly a bow hunter. I do follow fly fishing.
Is the bow season for deer over?
No, it's just getting the best part right now. It doesn't finish up until January 15th.
Wow. All right,
yeah, it's a long season. It's a four-month season. It's kind of over for me. I shot a nice buck yesterday, so I'm kind of done until gun season gets here. But right. It's a good season.
All right. Well, be careful.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
All right, Dennis. I don't think you have to be as careful with a bow as you do a rifle, but you could still shoot somebody with a bow. You know, Dick Cheney could have shot that guy with a bow, I guess, instead of a shotgun. Dan is with us. Hello, Dan.
Frank, guys, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. My daughter just moved into a subdivision, and they knocked on the door, and they threw a bag of candy and ran away, you know, and I'm thinking, do we really need to do that on Halloween? Before Halloween, you know what I'm saying?
No, wait a minute. Somebody knocked on the door and threw her a bag of candy?
No, threw a bag of candy on their porch and then ran away, you know. They, like, she didn't know who it was. And I'm thinking, they don't need more candy for Halloween, do they? It's a Halloween thing that they're starting up, where they knock on your door, they leave a bag of candy, and go and hide.
And what's the point? What is the point of that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
That's, again, the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
No, me too. I would have said, I'm not part of it. They want you to do it to somebody else, too. You know, I think that's the point of it. They want you to do it to somebody else, and I'm thinking, why? We got Halloween just right around the corner. They're going to go trick-or-treating. And
normally, though, when you pull a prank, there's a payoff. Like if you...
No, I know what that is.
If you TP somebody's
out there, but no, this wasn't that.
Yeah, if you TP somebody's
to be something
house,
fun and
hold on, if you, hold on, you,
I
hold
don't
on,
get
hold
it.
Hold on, hold on. If you TP somebody's house, you drive by later, looking at it, going, "Oh, look at that! Look what we did to their house."
That but, happens, and all you throw a bag of dog poop on their porch and light it and haven't put it out. You know, not that I would do that, Frank.
No,
you know that?
Heck no. All right, Dan. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
All right, am I missing something here?
You throw a
bag of candy on the porch and you hit
the
doorbell or knock and you run away and they got a bag of candy. Wow, that got them. What am I missing?
Not quite as powerful as the burning bag of doo-doo.
No.
No, but when you a prank means generally there's a payoff where you get to sit back behind the bushes going, look at he stomped on that bag of poop and he's got poop all over his shoes. What's the payoff here? You hide in the bushes, the owner comes out and looks down and there's a bag of candy. Where's the thrill? I don't get it. I don't get a lot of this stuff.
Who threw this bag of Snickers on my porch?
I'll get you back. And then how do you get them back if you don't know who it was and wants to get back?
I'm going to throw Reese's on your porch.
Okay, gotcha. All right, now it's your turn. What do you come up with, Heath? That's a great game. American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage is a mortgage company. One of those things you don't learn about in high school. You get it. My daughter, we got to be with my daughter this weekend, and my daughter starts asking about houses. She rents with a friend in California. And she said, so how much money do you need? This is her exact, she's 25 and has a degree in corporate communications. But I understand why she doesn't know this stuff. They don't teach it. She said, so how much do you need to buy a house? Which is kind of a vague question. I said, well, that depends on how much the house is. She says, well, let's say it's $150,000. I said, okay, well, you probably need about 10%, like $15,000. And she says, and then what happens? And I said, well, then you the rest you owe. And it's amazing, but I remember in my 20s when we got our first, I didn't know any of this either. Nobody taught me any of this stuff. What is a mortgage? Why would you want a mortgage? Why would you want to own a house instead of rent a house? Well, let me give you a couple of quick reasons. You own a house instead of rent because there's a very good chance the house will appreciate. It's kind of a savings account in addition to having a place to live. Hopefully one day you sell it and you actually made some money. It's also the interest on the payment is a tax deduction. You also don't have a landlord breathing down your neck telling you you can't hang pictures. You can't put this out in the yard. You can't paint it this color. You're a homeowner. You got a piece of America. American Equity Mortgage has made that happen for lots of people over the past 21 years. Here's the other thing they've helped people with, and that is get rid of bad debt like credit card debt. By paying off your credit card balances, then you pay them back. It's part of your house payment. It's called debt consolidation. Talk to them. They've done this for 21 years. More successful at it probably than anybody else in St. Louis. Started here, offices all over the country. Among the first people you ever heard say things like perfect or less than perfect credit. They'll work with you. They work fast. They're thorough. They are American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now and check in with Tim Weiland. Tim?
And again, still not doing too bad on the highway. Southbound 270, just a little slow. Manchester through Doherty Ferry on eastbound 270 is wide open now as you go through McDonald, Lindbergh, and 170. Westbound 70, a little heavy between 370 and Mid River Small Drive. And just the usual slowdown now right at Hampton on westbound 40. And again, just as you approach Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Winter's almost here, and Walmart can help you protect your car with low prices on antifreeze. They have 1 gallon jugs of Prestone 50-50. Pre-diluted antifreeze for just $10.47. So keep your car running all winter long. Save money, live better, Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for some serious fun when you wake up, it's McGraw in the Morning. Weekday mornings beginning at 6.
Frank Opinion and the large morning show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Amazing Siding is clearing out our most popular colors of the year at incredible low prices. It's the end of summer overstock blowout with savings of 24 to 45%. We stocked up on the hottest colors at the beginning of summer, and now it's time to clear everything out. This is your chance to get an amazing deal on one of the most energy efficient insulated siding systems available. It looks like painted cedar. It wears like concrete. And with over 1 inch thick hardcore graphite insulation built in, you won't believe how strong Amazing Siding is and how well it will insulate your home this winter. Plus, Amazing Siding is the only siding with a lifetime warranty for both product and installation, protecting your home for life against hail, wind, fading, cracking, mildew, and more. Save up to 45% during our end of summer overstock blowout. Visit AmazingSiding.com to see available colors and discounts, or call 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again. Never.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom. A stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods new dining website. BestRestaurantsInSt.Louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's BestRestaurantsInSt.Louis.com.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I have an AM and the PM special for you from Amini's. And what, well, it's not coincidental. It's deliberate because of where the Cardinals are and where we hope they'll end up in this World Series competition. It's a pub set at Amini's. It's Cardinal, it's black and chrome. So imagine stools, padded stools with chrome base, two of them, and a table, a round table, 36-inch diameter round table with a custom black top that has the St. Louis Cardinals logo on it. So the stools have Cardinal logos, the table. It is a really slick-looking thing for your, I think in most cases would go downstairs for most people. Normally it's $849. It's the Cardinal Black and Chrome Pub Set, AM and the PM special, $599. And if you're a Cardinal fan or you know somebody who is, and depending on your budget, for $600, I think you'll agree it's really a good looking set. Now that's one of many reasons to go into Amini's. Amini's got a bunch of new shuffleboard tables in. I'd like for you to take a look at. They have the new Star Trek pinball machine. They have the arcade games. Winter will not be so horrible and much more bearable when you put a couple things in your house from Amini's. Chesterfield Valley, AMINIS, Amini's.com. Don't go away.